Islam in daily life. Praying five times in the mosque with other Muslims is a part and parcel of a Muslim's daily life. It is not encouraged, but is highly appreciated by Allah, the Creator and Sustainer. Abu Huraira narrates that he heard the Prophet, peace be upon him, saying, "A person who performs ablution scrupulously and then goes to the mosque and finds that congregational prayer is over, receives a reward equal to that of congregational prayer." This would not diminish anything from the reward of those who have actually performed their prayers with others. This is indeed Allah's great favour and beneficence, that a mere effort and a slight exertion is enough to entitle us to a reward of congregational prayer, though actually we fail and miss the bounties of the Most Bountiful. This hadith also shows that we should not postpone going to the mosque in the apprehension of the congregational prayer being over. Even if we find on reaching the mosque that congregational prayer is over, we will still get the reward thereof. If, however, we are certain that the congregational prayer is over, then there is, of course, no idea of going to the mosque for congregational prayer. It is narrated that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Two persons performing prayers together, with one as imam, are liked by Allah more than four persons saying prayers individually. Similarly, four persons performing prayers together are liked by Allah more than eight persons saying them individually. Similarly, again, eight persons performing prayers together are liked by Allah more than 100 persons saying them individually." In another hadith, it is said, "A big congregational prayer is more preferred by Allah than a small congregational prayer." Some people think that there is no harm in having a small congregational prayer of their own at their houses or at their business premises. This is not a very good idea, as in the first place, they are deprived of a reward of saying prayers in the mosque, and secondly, they lose the blessing of prayers with a big congregation. The bigger the congregation, the more pleasing it is to Allah. When our sole aim is to achieve the pleasure of Allah, why should we not adopt a manner more pleasing to Him? It is reported in a hadith that Allah is pleased to see three things, namely a row of worshippers offering prayers with others, a person busy in the prayer of tahajjud at the dead of night, and a person fighting in the way of Allah. It is narrated that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Give glad tidings to those who go to the mosque frequently during the hours of darkness, for they will have a perfect score on the day of judgment." The value of going to the mosque in the darkness of night shall be realized on the dreadful day of judgment, when everybody shall be in a very miserable plight. A person subjecting himself in hours of darkness in this world shall be more than compensated in the next, as he shall carry with him a light more glorious than that of the sun. In a hadith it is reported that such persons shall occupy the pulpits of light with no worry at all, while others will be in utter bewilderment. In another hadith it is said, "Allah will say on the day of judgment, 'Where are my neighbors?' The angels will inquire, 'Who are thy neighbours, O Allah?' Allah will reply, 'Those who used to frequent the mosques.'" In a hadith it is said, "Of all the places on this earth, the mosques are the dearest to Allah, and the markets are the most offensive to Him." In another hadith, the mosques are called the Gardens of Paradise. It is narrated that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Bear testimony to the faith of the person frequenting the mosque." And then he recited the following verse of the Quran. "He only shall tend Allah's mosque who believes in Allah and the last day." There are three things in this world for which people would fight with one another if they come to know their rewards. These are to call out Adhan, to go to the mosque for noon prayers in the scorching heat of the sun, and to be in the first line while praying with the congregation. Seven persons shall be accommodated under the shade of Allah's mercy on the Day of Judgment, when everybody will be most bewildered under the inconceivably intense heat of the sun. "One of them will be the person whose heart remains attached to the mosque," says another tradition. Each article of faith in Islam is a source of innumerable blessings and rewards from Allah, and carries boundless benefits to shower on those who adhere to it. Besides, no commandment of Allah is without a deep significance. It is, however, very difficult to understand the philosophy of Allah's commandments, as no one can encompass his knowledge and his wisdom. Some of the sages of Islam have tried to explain the importance of prayers with the congregation, but their explanations vary with the extent of their understanding and their power to probe into divine secrets. One scholar explains the benefits of praying together in a mosque in these words: "To save the people from the fatal effects that their own customs and rituals can bring them, there is nothing more useful than to make one of the religious services so common a custom and so public a ritual that it may be performed openly before everybody by a person, whether he be learned or illiterate. The town folk and the countrymen should both be equally anxious to observe it. It should become a subject of rivalry and pride among all of them, and it should be so universally practiced that it becomes a part and parcel of their social setup, so much so that life without it may be worthless for them. If this is achieved, it will help establishing the worship and obedience of Allah, and will form a very useful substitute for those rituals and customs which could cause them serious harm. Since prayer is the only service which surpasses all others in importance and universality, both in reason and authority, it becomes therefore absolutely necessary to get it established universally by propagating it and by arranging special congregations where it can be performed with absolute unity of form and purpose." And that concludes this edition of our program, prepared by Dr. Saeed Al-Nabi.
Islam in daily life.